Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. Launching a wedding officiant practice is both exciting and serious. You are not simply announcing that you are available to perform ceremonies. You are stepping forward as a Christian Leaders Alliance ordained wedding officiant who wants to serve the bride and groom, honor God's design for marriage, and become a faithful local presence in your community. That kind of launch should begin with prayer. Before you build a webpage, talk with the venue, print a card, or post on social media, ask the Lord to clarify your calling. Who are you called to serve? What kind of couples are likely to come to you? Are you serving independently under your CLA ordination? Are you connecting this practice to a local church? Are you shaping it as part of a soul center? Each of those pathways can be faithful, but they need clarity. One common mistake is launching too vaguely. An officiant may say, "I do weddings," but couples, churches, and venues may not understand what that means. Do you offer Christian ceremonies? Do you meet with the bride and groom before the wedding? Do you help with vows, rehearsal, scripture, and prayer? Do you provide premarital encouragement? Do you recommend Christian marriage growth or other CLI formation courses? Do you serve remarriage couples with special care? Do you know your boundaries and referral limits? A faithful launch answers these questions before confusion begins. Another common mistake is launching too commercially. A wedding officiant practice may involve scheduling, fees, forms, and public communication, but it should never feel like the ceremony is merely a product. Christian wedding ministry is witness. The bride and groom are embodied souls before God. They bring hopes, fears, family pressures, spiritual questions, and real histories into the wedding process. Your launch should communicate dignity, not showmanship, clarity, not pressure, biblical conviction, not harshness, warmth, not vagueness. A strong launch also includes a simple process. For example, your practice might begin with an inquiry form, followed by an introductory conversation, then a meeting with the bride and groom, then ceremony planning, rehearsal preparation, civil license verification, the wedding ceremony, license follow-through, and a follow-up message after the wedding. That process does not need to be complicated, but it does need to be repeatable. Repeatable ministry creates peace. It helps the bride and groom know what comes next. It helps you stay organized. It helps families and venues trust you. It also protects your witness. Before launching, prepare a short public description of your practice. You might say, "I am a Christian Leaders Alliance ordained wedding officiant serving brides and grooms with biblical marriage conviction, prayerful ceremony preparation, pastoral presence, and practical care. I help couples prepare for a meaningful Christian wedding ceremony and encourage ongoing marriage growth." That kind of statement is clear, warm, and ministry-centered. As you launch, do not try to build everything at once. Start with prayer. Write your purpose. Clarify your scope. Prepare your process. Verify your local civil responsibilities. Identify your referral list. Ask trusted Christian leaders to pray for you. Then step forward with courage. A wedding officiant practice is not built in one announcement. It is built through faithful service, one couple, one ceremony, one conversation, and one act of trust at a time. Launch with prayer. Launch with clarity. Launch with courage. And remember, your goal is not merely to perform weddings. Your goal is to serve marriage as a public witness to God's covenant love.